Back to your home for sports in the morning. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back. Sports Daily on a Friday. It's time once again for the State Farm Picks. And we welcome in and say good morning to Todd Benway. And first of all, Todd, appreciate you guys hopping back in with the picks. I know we have an awful lot of fun with this, but this is from right now until through the Super Bowl has been a staple of Sports Daily for many, many, many years. Have you to thank for that. So take a bow. We appreciate you.
How always
you
a good time.
You bet. Hey, now that the patriarch, Jim Maddox, has actually stepped away and retired and going to enjoy the good life, are you like the quarterback of the State Farm agents now? Are you the head guy?
Shields kind of set the whole thing up, so I guess that would be Kevin.
Okay. So that's nice that you defer to Kevin Shields. He'll be making picks here in a couple of weeks. All right. The picks today are, let's see here, the Chiefs at 8.5. The total in that game, which is 47.5, Oklahoma State minus 22.5 against Tulsa in a game where we're all flying blind because those guys haven't played yet. Seattle and New England, the Sunday night game. Dallas and Atlanta in Dallas's home opener. And then the total, 52.5 in the Dallas-Atlanta game. And one prop, who will have more rushing yards, Clyde Edwards-Helaire for the Chiefs or Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboys? All right, everybody good? We ready to go?
Yep, let's roll.
All right, here we go. We'll start with the Chiefs, and I will start first. The spread is 8.5, and for those that didn't hear about it, in the first segment of the show today, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports not only took the Chargers to cover but thought that they might win outright. I know there's no Philip Rivers to pick on anymore, but this Chargers team only scored 16 points against the Bengals, and I'm fairly sure you're going to need more than that to keep up with the Chiefs, regardless of the good Los Angeles Chargers defense. So all that being said, I have full confidence in Kansas City. I think they're going to score at least 30 points again, and I think they leave the Chargers in the dust. So give me Kansas City, and I will lay that big number. Bruce, 8.5, Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Lee's pick was shocking. I mean, I reacted to it as such. But, you know, there's a guy that went 3-1 on his freebies with us last week.
He did.
So, you know, you better pay attention. Having said that, I tend to agree with you. I mean, you score 16 points in a game against a team that, what Cleveland score on them last night? My God, are you kidding me?
35 would be that answer.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Cleveland, I mean, I'm connecting a lot of dots here, but sure. I think Kansas City has enough to give me confidence with 8.5. I'm going to go ahead and figure that Patrick Mahomes celebrates his birthday with another win and a pretty easy one at that.
All right, Todd Benway for State Farm. What do you think? Kansas City minus 8.5 going on the road.
Yeah, until I see the Chiefs do something besides what I've been seeing them do, I don't know how you can go against them. So we'll take the Chiefs.
All right.
Yeah, clean sweep, and 8.5 is a big number. But I read this stat last week before they played the Texans. Since Patrick Mahomes has become the starting quarterback, they've scored 23 points or fewer only one time. And that was against the Colts without, I believe, Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. So,
yeah,
this seems like a bulletproof offense. And with that being said, Bruce, the total in that game, 47.5, over or under?
Well, if you believe the Chiefs are going to score 33, that kind of puts the Chargers right on the line, doesn't it, for 14, 15 points? I guess I'll go over in that game.
Okay, over 47.5. Todd, you're up next.
I'll go
over under.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs get rolling, they could easily put up 40, I think. So we'll take the overs on that.
I was stunned that the total wasn't in the 50s, regardless of the Chargers' struggles on offense. I mean, Austin Eckler, he's not bad. Keenan Allen, he's not bad.
No, he's
you know.
No, they've got some guys.
Yeah, this is way too low for me. So we're all in agreement. We're going to go Kansas City and the over with this one. All right, Todd.
Hell, Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry's a good tight end.
Yep.
I mean, they've got some guys. So.
Big Mike Williams out on the edge.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the opener for Oklahoma State and Tulsa, at least a week late. Oklahoma State is a 22.5-point favorite against the Golden Hurricane. That was another pick that Lee made, and he was perfectly content with Oklahoma State laying that huge number in the first hour. Todd, you go first on this one. You got the Pokes or the Golden Hurricane?
Yeah, I don't think Tulsa – I don't know what they have, but, I mean, Oklahoma State, I've seen him be picked as the Big 12 champion in a few places, and that Chuba Hubbard's pretty good. So we'll lay the big number and go with the Pokes.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard's pretty good to the tune of about 2,000 yards last year, maybe more. I think he actually – got to 2,000, and they also have a couple of guys out on the edge as far as weapons to throw to. I have no problem. I hate to be going along with making this a clean sweep.
No, this is a sweep.
Here's two-thirds.
All right. This is a sweep. Oklahoma State, and if Mike Gundy can kick Tulsa's ass in an in-state game, you don't think he's going to do it? Believe me, the 22.5, I think, is about as safe as you can go with 22.5.
Well, and, you know, one other thing to consider here, and we're all in agreement, so I don't have to convince you guys, but the reason why this game was postponed is Tulsa had only had about 7 practices in the span of a month. So, I mean, how much can you really get done? And plus you're going against, as Todd said, some feel like one of the front runners to win the whole Big 12, and Tulsa is certainly not in that realm. All right, so boring so far. We're all in agreement on the first three. Seattle and New England. This is the Sunday night game in the Pacific Northwest. I love Seattle. I hate New England going cross-country like that. I just can't see any way that Seattle doesn't win this game by at least 3.5. So give me the 12th man in a game where there will be no 12th man, nobody in the stands. But Russell Wilson had a great game against Atlanta. I see it continuing here. Lay the 3.5. Give me Seattle. Bruce?
You know, later this season, I might have a different attitude. I liked what I saw from Cam Newton in week 1, and New England looks like they're going to be a really good defensive football team as well. But I don't have enough trust yet in what I can expect from Cam Newton. So I'm fine with the 2-score pick here. Give me Seattle. I'll give you the points.
All right, this is really scintillating so far. Todd, can you rescue us and take the Patriots, or you want to?
No, not really.
Okay.
I know they Seattle gave up a lot of passing yards to Atlanta last week, but you know I don't think Julio Jones or the kid from
Calvin
Alabama,
Ridley.
Calvin Ridley are showing up for the Patriots this weekend. So
right.
I think you still got to go with Seattle.
All right. So that's another clean sweep. We're 4-for-4. And now we go to the aforementioned Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and the Atlanta Falcons visiting Jerry World in Dallas. By the way, Russell Gage, Calvin Ridley, and Julio Jones all had 9 catches in the game against Seattle, which told you a little bit about the game script. It was playing catch-up for pretty much the whole game for Atlanta, and Matt Ryan ended up throwing for 450 yards. Dallas, meanwhile, lost in their opener in Los Angeles to the Rams, so they're at home for the first time. Atlanta hits the road, and here we go. Dallas with some fans in the stands, 20,000, 25,000, I don't know, but there will be some, and Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite. Bruce, go first on this one. You got the Cowboys or the Falcons?
I like the Cowboys in this game. The 3.5 gives me pause, but I'm going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to go ahead and take Dallas. I'm going home and home, obviously. Dallas and Seattle both giving the 3.5. So I like Dallas in this ball game. They've got to win this game. No way they can start the season 0-2. So
not with a new coach and they got rid of what they perceived to be the problem, and that's the ginger-haired clapper, Jason Garrett. Okay, Todd, what do you think? Dallas minus 3.5.
I'm a Cowboys fan, but you know, man, they were hard to watch the other night, and that game they felt like a blowout, not a 3-point loss, you know. But I'm going to go with Atlanta and hope the Cowboys beat them by 3.
You know, this is a what looks like, and we'll pick the total here in a second because it is in the 50s, and in the NFL that doesn't happen all that often. But considering all the weapons the Cowboys have, I'm with you. I don't get that Rams game and how they got held to 17 and why they didn't kick a field goal and they had a chance to tie the game and all kinds of issues, you know, down the stretch in that that game against the Rams. Back home with some fans, I would assume that they're going to make at least a little bit of difference. As big as that place is, even with 20,000 people in there, maybe that's a little nudge to the Cowboys. I went against Dallas last week, and I'll go with them this week. Surely they can beat the Falcons by 4 in what may or may not be a high-scoring game. I won't want to sway you guys one way or the other. The total is 52.5. Todd, you go first on this one. We're going to get to 53 points in an NFL game between
That's
the Cowboys and the Falcons?
I think it will go over. I think both of them are going to score.
Okay.
So we'll take the overs on that.
I will, just for with no rationale and just for contrarian's sake, I'll go under. I'll say the total stays under just to be different than State Farm. Bruce?
I'm going to go under as well. That number seems a little high to me.
Okay, so we're rooting for field goals instead of touchdowns. And finally, the one prop this weekend, Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Ezekiel Elliott, more rushing yards.
Just rushing, all right.
Just rushing yards, not total, just rushing. Give me Elliott, more rushing yards between the two. Bruce?
I got no feel for this one.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire led the NFL in rushing last weekend with 138. Nobody came close, really.
God, I think they're going to really ride Zeke. I'm going to go with Zeke.
Okay. Zeke Elliott, more rushing yards than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Todd Benway, you got the last word for State Farm.
Yeah, we'll sweep on that as well. We'll take Zeke in the head-to-head match there.
Okay, a lot of jabs being thrown at each other here in Week 1. Not many roundhouses. We are in agreement in 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 7 categories. So only 3 that we differ in, and that is the Dallas spread, the over-under in the Dallas game, and... Oh, my gosh. No, make it 5 clean sweeps.
Yeah, but you guys are clean sweeped all the way through. I went with Atlanta and the over.
Oh, my God. That is boring. Man, now that you point that out, yeah. All right. Well, we're off and running. It is a long season, and there will be some differing opinions, and we'll see how Terry Johnson does next week. Todd, have a great
weekend. At least I won't be way behind or way ahead, either way you go.
No, yeah, that's right.
You will not be blamed for digging a hole for State Farm, that's for sure.
That's right.
Hey, have a great weekend, Todd, and we appreciate you once again.
Yep, you guys.
Thanks,
too.
Todd.
All right. You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, Todd Benway there for State Farm making his picks. He, Terry Johnson, Kevin Shields, Bob Jones, and the new guy, Paul Brooks, will be making his pick here in the coming weeks. Yeah, sitting in for Jim Maddox.
Can't wait to break in the new guy. That'll
be
new fun.
Guy, new guy Paul. We'll see what kind of picking chops that he's got. So there we go. There's your State Farm picks. When we come back, we need to find out what happened on this day in sports history. We'll give you a quick U.S. Open scoreboard look, see who's where as we head to the weekend at Winged Foot. And are the scoring conditions any better or any worse? All that straight ahead here on a Friday edition of Sports Daily.